power in his name, there is victory in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, as I've said, God did everything for us. You name it. You go through the Word of God, and you will see all leads to us. All God is want us to be positioned to receive blessings. He wants us to be positioned so that we can be in a relationship with Him, that we can abide in Him, and we can receive of the glory of God, that we can receive from heaven. That's what God wants for us. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For He sent not Jesus into the world to condemn any one of us, but through Jesus that we all be saved. That we all be saved to receive of His blessings. So God loves us. You know, this God so loved us, this love for us brought Him from heaven to earth. Just imagine this great God, this majestic God, this all-powerful, almighty God, this sovereign Lord who reigns and rules over the universe, who controls the universe, who holds this universe together. The Bible says, without Him, nothing was made that was made. All things were created by Jesus. And all things were created for Jesus. We were made for Him. We were made to love Him. And you know what? He has done everything to love us. The Bible says, yes, everything. He first loved us. And we are to love Him in return. Now we have to appreciate what this God has done for us. We have to wake up and get our focus right, or else we are going to miss it. We got to be in the light to see it, and not in darkness, for we will lose it. Where are we positioned? Holy God, holy, holy. The Bible says the thief cometh but to steal, kill, and destroy. But the Lord said, I have come that we have life and have it more abundantly. The John 3:16, where it says everlasting life, it's actually the abundant life. God has come that we have the abundant life. The abundant life is the package that we all need, that we can have it all, what God has given to us. God doesn't want us to be struggling, be powerless, be hopeless, be sad, be weak. No, that's not God. God, He have come so He could make us powerful. He have come that He could clear the way of all the obstacles, and He could make the way that He could empower us and make us strong, and give us the power to overcome and to destroy the works of Satan. Yes, He made the way for us. He cleared the way that we can have life and have it more abundantly, that we can be positioned to receive of Him, that we can be positioned, that we can connect to Him to receive of all that He asked for us. The entire heaven is us. He has given us everything. It is in us. Holy God. And what is this abundant life? Everything will come clear, as I'm sure in these scriptures. You'll see how everything is connected. Sometimes we quote scriptures all the time, but I find when the Word of God is one message, but different ways of putting it out, different words, different writers, it is all one message. is the love of God. Love God, trust God, and obey God, and we'll receive of His promises. That's all in the Word of God. That's the message of the Bible. When Jesus was praying in John 17:3, He said, Father, this is the abundant life, that we know You and know Your Son, Jesus. You see, the abundant life is knowing God. Knowing God means that we are submitted to God. Knowing God, it means I am surrendered to God. Knowing in the Bible speaks of intimacy. So when we know God, we are rightly positioned. We are in a close relationship with God. We are abiding in this God. We are connected to this God. We are focused on this God. And if we are in that position, if we know our God, then the blessings of the Lord, the blessings and all the promises of the Lord will flow to us. Everything, heaven will flow unto us. We're going to connect with the Jacob's ladder. We're connected to heaven. And here the blessings will flow in and through us because we are connected to the source, because we are connected to the blesser. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yes, we need to know our God. When we believe the Lord Jesus Christ, when we say, I believe this God, and we are born again, and we said, Lord, I believe in You, Lord, and I receive You as my Lord and God. When we say that prayer and receive Jesus, do you know that we receive God into us? The Bible says we are born again of the Spirit. Because when we believe the Lord Jesus Christ, and He said, Lord, I receive You as my God, the Bible says we are all washed clean. We are all made clean. The blood of Jesus cleanses us from all unrighteousness. We're made clean, and that makes way for the Spirit of God to come and live in the inside of us. And you know what? We are born again of the Spirit. And you know, that is the presence of God in us. That is the fullness of God in us. Just imagine that. Now God lives in me. The same Spirit, the same God, the same Spirit that was in the Lord Jesus Christ now lives in me. The fullness of the Godhead, the Bible says, now lives in us. So our body, our being is now the tabernacle, is the house of the Lord, is the temple of the Lord. So God lives in us. The power of God lives in us. I hope you're seeing where I'm getting at. Sometimes if it's a believer, we have the power. It is in us. Why are we calling for power? Why am I asking for power? If I have God in me, the fullness of God in me, the same power that was in Jesus that gave Him all the power, and it lives in me, then I have the power. We all have the power. How do we release this power? It's the question. How do we release it? How do we activate this power? You see, this is what I'm going to say here today is going to bring so much clarity, because sometimes we say things and it does not make sense. We have to know who we are in our God. This big God, this God lives in me and lives in you. He is within me. I have the power. We have the power in us. And we need this power to be activated today more than ever. There's so much of darkness, so much of evil in this world today, that we need to have this power, you know, to resist the devil. We need to have this power to trample over snakes and serpents and scorpions. We need to have this power to cast out demons. We need to have this power to resist this enemy and say, Satan, you get out of my way. We need to have this power. The Lord Jesus had the power. The demoniac, who nobody could control, ran and fell before Jesus. These demons should be falling before us. We have the power. Why it is not being manifested? Where are we positioned? Where is my soul? Is my soul linking to my spirit, which I receive from God? Or is it linking to my flesh? Where am I giving my soul? To the flesh? To the things of this world? Is that my focus? Is it there where my attention is? Because if we go that way, we are going against God. We are not in the position to receive or to release this power. We need to be connected to the spirit man. That's the powerhouse. We have untapped power living in the inside of us. That we cannot begin to imagine this power that is sitting in us. And yet we're asking God for all these things. Lord, come, fill me, flood me, oh God. And that's, Lord, I've given you my all. I have given you my fullness. It's all in you. We have to release it, my brothers and sisters. I hope we have this revelation. We have it. And that's why we have to love God. We have to submit to God. We have to surrender to God. All of us. All. All. And when you give it all to God, you're connected to your God. And if you're connected to the source will flow in you. The power will flow in you. The fire will flow in you. The gifts of the Spirit will manifest. The gift of tongues is going to just burst out of your mouth. Holy God, the gift of prophecy, the gift of healings, miracles, all these things will come, will manifest when we are totally surrendered to our God. The level of our submission or surrender to God determines how much of this power manifests. The more things happen in our life, it means that we are submitting more and more of our flesh. We are killing the flesh. We are suffocating the flesh. And then we are elevating spirit. We're spending more time with God. Yes, we spend more time in prayer. We're spending more time in trusting our God and doing what God says. Not going with what I think, but we are humbly obeying God at His word. There is where we need to be. You want the power to manifest? Well, then we have work to do. We cannot be quiet. We cannot be like, don't do anything, lackadaisical or passive. We have to stand up. We have to arise. Take up our place before this God. Deny ourselves. Pick up our cross and follow Jesus. The power is in us. And past weeks, and we've been praying and for us to have the power manifest. Okay? And with the power and the fire of God to manifest with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Right? And sometimes we think that this thing has to just fall from heaven, that the Holy Spirit have to come and shake us and move our tongue up and down or whatever it is and plan these. No, it's in me. It's in you. We have to release it. We have to release the gift of tongues. You know, this thing needs cooperation. All these things need, we need, God needs our participation. We must take a step of faith. And so this gift of tongues, it's in us. And we can release this gift if we take a step of faith and start to speak. And said, Lord, I want, oh God, this gift. I want to release this gift. I want, oh Lord, to release it, my God. And it will. If you make an attempt to release it, it will manifest. But there are sometimes there are things in our lives that can be a stumbling block as well. So we need to spend time under God and set our lives right. We need to ask forgiveness. If we have a difference with our brothers and sisters, if we have unforgiveness in our hearts, if there is hatred, malice, resentment, if we are guilty of gossip and slander, self-righteousness, compromise, we have to get these things out because it's standing in our way. We got to clear the way for God to flow. Clear the way for the power to flow. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. You know, in these days, to be a strong Christian, if we want to be bold and confident, if we want to enact the power and the authority given to us to resist the devil and to accomplish the works of the kingdom, we need to be empowered by receiving and activating the Holy Spirit with evidence of speaking in tongues. The other gifts are there too. But why is the gift of tongues so important? Can we think for a moment why the gift of tongues is so important? Because when we pray in tongues, the Holy Spirit prays for us. And you know what? He knows what we ought to pray for. You see that? You see how important it is? When the Holy Spirit pray for us, we pray in tongues. He knows what to pray for. He knows what we have need of. And he will pray the perfect prayer for us. And that's why it's so important that we have this gift of tongues, that we can speak in tongues, because the Holy Spirit will speak our prayer, and he will speak it with faith and passion. That's why the Bible says it's a groaning in the Spirit. It's the passion of God. It's the love of God. We all should desire to have this gift. Otherwise, we will not. We'll be weak. Otherwise, we are going to struggle and suffer. It's not going to be easy because the devil is going to trouble us. And he is going to bring confusion and destruction to us. Because we're weak, we need to have this power, this fire in our lives with the evidence of speaking in tongues and to spend time speaking in tongues. Let the Holy Spirit pray out of our prayer. He knows what we have to pray for. Pray for my needs, pray for my children, whatever. He knows what we ought to pray for. And that's why it's so important for praying in tongues. Yes. Now, as I've told you, that when we believe the Lord Jesus Christ, we, at that moment, when we give Jesus our heart, we are born again. And born again of the Spirit. So the Spirit of God, the fullness of God, the same Spirit that was in Jesus, now comes and lives in the inside of us. How do I know that? Let's look at the scripture. Ephesians 1:13. Paul writing to the Ephesians. It says here, in whom we also trusted, after that we heard the word of truth, the gospel of our salvation, in whom also we believed. And after we believe, we were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. When we heard the gospel and heard about the message, this Jesus' message, the message of salvation, and we believed, the Bible says here, we are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. So we have the Holy Spirit in us. The Bible says, the Lord Jesus said, it's more expedient, it's more beneficial for me to go. For if I do not go, you will not have the Holy Spirit. You see, the Holy Spirit is so important that we have the Holy Spirit. And that if without the Holy Spirit, we will not be in that relationship with God. We will not have the power that we are supposed to have this abundant life. Jesus had to leave so that the Holy Spirit can be sent. Whilst he was here, the Holy Spirit was with him. See that? And God could not have been everywhere attending to everyone. But when he left, he sent the Holy Spirit. And this Holy Spirit could have been everywhere with everyone attending to their needs. So the Holy Spirit was given to teach us and show us all things. The Holy Spirit was given to us to empower us, to embolden us, to make us strong. That we can take our place, that we can come back into relationship with our God. We who are estranged from God because of sin, our sins have been washed away through his blood. And the Spirit of God had left us because we sinned. But because our sins have been removed, that Spirit returned into us. The power of God returned to us. And that's why we can come boldly before God at all times, because there's no more sin. When God sees me and you, he sees a person without sin, without blemish or spot. Yes, that's what the Bible says, that we can worship him in spirit and in truth, because we have the Holy Spirit now, and we can come before him at any time. Is that this making sense to you guys? That we have it? I've said before, God has done everything that he needs to do that we can have heaven on earth. That we can have the power that he has. That we can command the storm to be still. And we can walk on the water. You know, we can cast out devils and lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. We have that power. How can we release it? It depends on our release of ourselves, on our surrender. How much are we surrendering ourselves to the Spirit? How much of our flesh are we surrendering to the Spirit? How much are we giving to the Lord? It is based on that. And those people who are seeing more and more of the gifts of the Spirit manifesting are people who are surrendering more and more of themselves. It is not that they are receiving more and more of the Spirit, because we have the fullness of the Spirit. It is that they are releasing more and more. They're surrendering more and more of themselves to God, or to the Spirit of God. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ephesians 4:30, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. We are sealed with the Holy Spirit. We all have the Holy Spirit. And who is the giver of the gifts? Can somebody answer me that question? Who gives us all these gifts? The gift of tongues, the interpretation, the prophecy, the gift of faith, you know, the word of wisdom, word of knowledge, working on miracles. Who give these gifts? It's the Holy Spirit. That's why you call them what? The gifts of the Spirit. And since we have the fullness of God in us, the big question is, where are these gifts? Come on, we're getting like a classroom now. Where are the gifts, my brothers and sisters? In us. See that? It's not something that will fall out of heaven. We have it in us. How do we release it now? How do we activate these gifts? It's a very simple lesson. I have to connect to it. I have to I'm going over because I want you guys to get it. All is in me. All is in you. And to activate these gifts, I have now to surrender. Surrender my flesh. To identify with my spirit that came with the Spirit of God. So if we get this clear, we'll know what we have to do. You want to see more and more happen in your life? Well, then you need to surrender the flesh. Surrender the flesh and take. Surrender the flesh and just be in the Spirit of God. Kill the flesh. Elevate the Spirit. Magnify the Spirit. You know, let Him grow. Let the Spirit of God, let He be the He reign in my heart. Let God reign in my heart. Yes, I'm not about the world. I am about God. I'm going to love Him. I'm going to serve Him. I'm going to trust Him. Yes, I'm going to obey Him at all cost, at all times. I'm not going to lean on my own understanding. We always quote the scriptures, trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Acknowledge the Lord in all your ways and He will direct your path. You know, all these scriptures come to light when we get this revelation that we have the fullness of God in us. And for these things to be activated, for the fullness of God to be activated, the power of God to be activated, then we have to surrender to the Spirit. Our soul man, our heart, our mind, our imagination, it must be centered on Jesus. It must be centered on the Holy Spirit. It must be centered on the Word of God, not on what is out there, the distractions, the corruption. Where is our soul? Our mind, our heart, our will, our emotions. Where is it? Praise God. Now we have the Holy Spirit. All these things tie in. They're interwoven, okay? Now, we have the Holy Spirit when we believe God. And in other words, I'm going to ask you this question. Does the Holy Spirit have you? You guys get that? We have the Holy Spirit. And why we are falling short is because we do not have the Holy Spirit. In fact, the Holy Spirit does not have us. We are going the other way. We are not surrendering, submitting to the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit doesn't have us. We have the Holy Spirit. And there's where we fall short. If you guys get what I'm saying, we will never be the same again. Okay? We'll never be the same again. It all ties in with the fire. That we filled with this, that we can unleash this power, we can unleash this fire that is sitting in the inside of us. We have it. So we need to arise and get our act right before God. We need to arise. Let God arise in us. Let God arise in us. Oh yes, and the enemy be scattered. When we God arise in me, when I set my heart and set my focus on God, I said, yay, I am not going to bend to the enemy. Yes, I'll be like the Hebrew boys. Yes, they will not bow to the king. They will not bow to the image. It's that even if you kill us, we are not going to worship that image. Daniel did not obey the king in worshiping also that image. They will not bow. That is called excellent spirit. It's called a steadfast spirit. When we are focused on our God, and even if you kill me, I will not bow to you. I will not give up on my Jesus. That is what we need. We need to get our heart on this God. And nothing will stop us. Not even if Potiphar's wife brings temptation, I run from it. I'm not going to be in the company of people talking lewd and all these kinds of things that are not right. Watching, what are we watching on our phones? What are we watching on the computer? What are we reading? What are we listening to? We need to run from these things. It's not going to take us to God. It's take us away from God. And so the answer lies with all of us here. We can all have the power of God. We can all, you know, Jesus wants us to be like him, to walk the earth and heal everybody who came to him. The same power is in me and you. But we all fall short of it because we are not totally, totally committed and surrendered to the Spirit. We fall short. You know, we know so much about Jesus. We read the Bible, we read about Jesus, we know him philosophically, historically, we can go along that way. But do we know him personally? Do we know our God personally? Do we have that personal, intimate relationship with our God? For those who know their God shall be strong and do great exploit. Those who know their God, when we know the Lord, that is what is called abundant life, because we have it all. We have it all in our God. Oh, praise God, praise the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You know, some things about the Holy Spirit. You know, when we pray, and we're going to pray again for this speaking in tongues, okay? We're going to pray again. I'll try to, there's so much, but I think I wrapped up. I've been collecting the points or bringing them out in different ways. But those who pray in tongues, remember I said it's the Spirit that prays for us, okay? And he knows what we ought to pray for. And then when we pray in tongues, it edifies us. It means it builds us. It makes us strong. It makes our faith strong. It makes our confidence strong. It makes our belief strong. You know, it makes us so strong that we are a new creation in Christ. It's not like the times before. You know, the Spirit prays for us. He prays with love. He prays with passion and compassion. Yes, the Spirit wants to overwhelm us and to lay hands on us. He is praying for us, through us. And we can hear the voice of the Holy Spirit more clearly when the Lord speaks to us, when we are in this position, when we are becoming strong in God and established in God, when this fire is burning inside of us, we're going to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit more clearly. or our walk with God will become stronger. Our evangelism becomes more emboldened. We will walk and talk and conduct ourselves more differently, positively. Revelation will flow with ease. Oh yes, there'll be stronger resistance to temptation. This is the importance of the Holy Spirit. This is the importance of the fire of God. This is the importance of us having a strong relationship with God. Then we can become strong to resist the devil and to resist temptations. Hallelujah. We will see greater miracles. We will lay hands on the sick and we'll see people getting healed. Yes, we'll cast out demons and we'll say, get out in the name of Jesus Christ. We'll move from glory to glory to glory. Power, we'll have the power of the Holy Spirit. Our ministry is going to improve. All about us is going to become like our God. Is going to become divine and powerful because we're unleashing the power of God. The gifts of the Spirit will manifest. The power, the fruits of the Spirit will manifest because we are connecting. We are submitting and we are surrendering to the Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yes, you see how it is, my brothers and sisters. Sometimes we do not realize. I mean, sometimes what I'm saying to you may be a shock to many of us here, to realize that we have it all. It's up to me. It's up to us to release this. So what we need to do, which is what we're saying over and over and over, we have to be sober-minded. We have to get up. We have to get busy with God. We must not be passive. We got to be active believers. We got to get serious with God. And no playing games with God. No Sunday Christian, one day a week Christian. We got to be everyday Christian wherever we go. In our workplace, in the marketplace, in the street place, wherever we are to be the child of God who loves God and is conducting and demonstrating this God. We can't play games. We come to church, we are holy. We're out of church, we are so different. It could be a shock as well to many, the way we conduct ourselves out there. But its time is coming. If we are not strong with God, well, then we are going to struggle and we are going to suffer. Jesus came that we have life and have it more abundantly. This is the package. You know what I'm telling you about? This is the package of the abundant life. Great is our God. Great. He is great. He is great. Oh yes, for me, this gift of tongues is there, and those who have started, and we have been trying to coach you into it, it's in you. You see that? We must participate, okay? If those who have given their hearts to Jesus, and you want this fire, you want it, we are going to work with you in helping you. You have to participate. The Holy Spirit will not come and going to move your tongue up and down or whatever. You have to participate by opening your mouth and moving your tongue and moving your jaws, and there are going to be sounds. And God will take the sounds, take those syllables, and make your language. See that? You have to participate. I was going through this, asking for tongues, and I was just back to God, and I said, Lord, I want this gift. And sometimes I keep trying, open my mouth and say, Lord, why is my tongue is not moving? I'm very serious, oh God. I feel you in me. I feel your presence, oh God. I know you are with me, but why am I not speaking in tongues? And I'll open my mouth and nothing will happen. And sometimes I'll try, and sometimes I said, it sounds so clumsy. You know, I'm not going to continue. But I keep trying. And I kept trying. And you know what? I grew from strength to strength to strength. And now it becomes so casual that I can open my mouth. And there comes the language where God can pray for me. Okay? Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, we give Him glory. Oh, we give Him praise. Oh, yes, quickly. All those who desire to have this gift, all those who like to receive this gift of tongues, receive it. You know, can you indicate? Can you stand up, please? Those who need to receive this gift. Yes, it's very easy. Yes, all I have said, when you come up here and we're going to pray for you, all we're going to ask you for is to open your mouth. Open, move your jaw and your tongue. Yes, right now, those who desire to have this gift, I want you to spend some time with your God, a couple of minutes right now, and repent. If the Holy Spirit is bringing something to your mind of some difference with somebody, of some sin or something you have done that is not pleasing, just ask God forgiveness right now. Ask God to forgive you. Forgive you of that sin. Oh, ask God to set your life right. Oh, yes. Praise God. Tell the Lord. Tell the Lord, I surrender my all to you, Lord. I surrender my doubts. I surrender my fears. I surrender my heart, my mind, my soul. I surrender my wrongful thinking to you, Lord. Holy God, Lord, your word declares that, Lord, if we ask for the Holy Spirit, Lord, you said you're going to give us the Holy Spirit. And Lord, right now, Lord, for those who desire, you said, Lord, I want this Holy Spirit. Baptize me with the Holy Spirit and with fire in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Yes, quickly, we don't have much time. I see here one sister. Anybody else right now? Because we have been spending time in this church trying to coach people into receiving this fire. We all need to have this fire. Otherwise, we'll be weak Christians. You see that? We need to be strong. We need to be active. We need to be in fire. Right now. Come forward quickly. Right now. We don't have much time. Come forward right now. And the ministers is going to pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Receive it.